Here we are. It's another beautiful night. I'm Mr. Candle, coming to visit you and tell you a little story as you get ready to crawl into bed and pull the covers up and take your teddy bear in your arms and wrap him and snuggle him tight. And while you snuggle in, I'll tell you the story that I have for you. Mr. Cuddly is my friend. I have a wonderful dog, and that dog is Mr. Cuddly. And you say, Mr. Candle, you have a dog? How could you have a dog? You're a candle. You don't know anything about dogs. Well, you're right. I don't know anything about dogs, but I go visiting lots of boys and girls all over the world, and they have dogs. And I'm talking about a friend of mine, his name is Georgie. And Georgie has this beautiful golden retriever puppy. And the golden retriever's puppy's name is Rex. And Rex is a very, very special puppy. He's only about, close now, 12 weeks old. Just 12 weeks old. And he's getting so big and so wonderful. And he is so cuddly, and he is so friendly, and he is so wonderful. Well, Georgie was angry at his mother the other day. And he went into his room, and there was Rex. Rex was laying on his back, his paws up in the air, totally defenseless, totally saying, here I am, I love you, I trust you, I believe in you, you're wonderful. And Georgie slammed the door, and Rex sat up quickly, and he says, what's this all about? And Georgie turned to Rex just as though he had understood what Rex said, and he said, Mommy is mad at me. And Rex said, arf. And in his arf, he said, it never pays to have the boss mad at you. It's always a good idea to make peace. And Rex went over to Georgie and snuggled in his arms and kissed his face and kissed his arms and said, you know, it's always good to make up. And Georgie was just trembling with his anxiety and his anger. He was only about 6 years old, and he was just so mad. He was just so unhappy. And so he sat down on the floor with Rex, and he says, Rex, have you ever seen anybody so badly treated like I am? Mommy just thinks that I should always know what's right to do and that I should always do the right thing. Mommy is just always expecting me to be such a big boy, and I'm not so big yet. I'm only 6. And Rex knowingly says, Orf, I understand. I'm 12 weeks old, and people expect me to act like a big dog and not to potty in the house and do all those things. Georgie says, she just doesn't understand. She just doesn't understand that I'm a little boy, and I sometimes forget, and I sometimes make mistakes. But I don't want to make mistakes. I want to be nice. And Rex says, ruff, ruff. I feel the same way. When you tell me to do something, I want to do it, but sometimes I don't know what you mean. Sometimes the words you use are words that just don't make sense to me, a puppy dog. And Georgie said, just like he'd been listening to Rex and understanding everything he said, he said, she just doesn't understand me. She doesn't know that I don't understand all the words that she says and that I'm not always sure. But I pretend like I do because I want to do everything right for my mommy because I love my mommy. I love my mommy. And Rex became very still. And he snuggled his head under Georgie's arm. And he says, Georgie, I love you. And Georgie took Rex and snuggled him in his arms. And he says, Rex, you're the only one who understands me. Rex, I love you so. And with a very soft, gentle hug, Georgie hugged Rex. And Rex took Georgie's hand in his mouth. He said, come. Georgie got up, and he followed Rex into the other room. He opened the bedroom door that he had slammed, but he opened it gently. And Rex led him into the kitchen where Mommy was. And as he was in the kitchen, Rex went over to Mommy and snuggled her and kissed her big toe sticking out of her sandal and looked up at her and said, arf, and then snuggled close against her with his soft, warm, cuddly fur. And Georgie said, "Hmm." So Georgie went over to his mommy and put his arms around her legs and hugged her and said, "Mommy, I love you." And mommy looked at Georgie and said, "What is this all about? Why don't you behave?" "Mommy, I love you." Rex was still kissing her toe, still snuggling in close. And Georgie, too, was now snuggling in close. Georgie, too, was saying, "Mommy, I love you. Mommy, I want to do everything right. But, Mommy, I don't always understand what I'm supposed to do." And Mommy turned to Georgie, tears pouring down her face. And she said, "Yes, Georgie, I know what you mean." And Georgie looked up at his mommy and said, "You do? You do?" And mommy says, "Yes, Georgie, I know what you mean. I was angry at you because I expected you to act as though you already knew all the rules and were just aware of them, and I was acting toward you as though you were doing it because you wanted to be mean and you wanted to be a bad little boy. And Georgie, I know you always want to be a good boy." And Rex was snuggling in close to both of them. He got behind Georgie and pushed him against his mother. Georgie grabbed his mommy again and said, "Mommy, I always want to do everything right. Mommy, you show me what to do. You remember, Mommy, I'm just 6 years old. I don't always know everything, but I'm learning, Mommy. I want to do what's right." And Rex was snuggling in with both of them. And Mommy says, "You know that dog of yours, that Rex, he makes mistakes too. He doesn't get outside to do his potty as quick as he should sometimes, but he's learning. And I love him. And I know that he's not doing it to be mean. He's just doing it because he doesn't know the rules yet. He just hasn't figured out how to do these things. When nature calls, he just does it. And he's learning that it's outside that he's supposed to do it, out in the backyard. He got his doggy door to go in. Mommy, will you tell me a couple times, too, what is right for me to do? I'll do it. Mommy, I love you." And again, Mommy's eyes filled up with tears. And she looked at her baby Georgie and she says, "Georgie, I love you. Georgie, I will always love you. And Georgie, I want only the best for you and for me." Rex stood on his hind paws and reached up with his nose to snuggle Mother and snuggle Georgie and said, yeah, go for it, go for it, go for it, I love you too." And both Georgie and Mommy reached down and petted Rex with gentle, loving touch. And then Mother slid her hand from Rex and snuggled Georgie's hair. And with one big sweep, lifted him in her arms and hugged him. And the two of them were just so happy. And Rex was looking at both of them saying, "I did it again." And the whole family just realized that everything was beautiful when they all wanted to cooperate and work together. Georgie will never forget Rex, and Rex will never forget Georgie, and Mommy will never forget the day that Rex and Georgie came in to say, "Mommy, we want to do it right. Help us." Uh-oh, here comes that Mr. Sandman now. It's time for us to snuggle down under the covers. Now snuggle down under the covers and just pull them up tight around you. Put your teddy bear right next to you. Now open up your arms and let your mommy and daddy come in and give them a big huggle and snuggle and say, "I love you. I love you, daddy. I love you, mommy." And then lay back now. Mommy tucks the covers around your neck, Daddy gives you a big smooch. Mommy gives you a big smooch. Now here's Mr. Sandman. He's bringing his pixie dust. He's going to drop it all over you. And he's going to say to you, bedtime, sleepy time. And the Sandman pixie dust helps you have wonderful, super dreams and be so happy. And then tomorrow, you can live another beautiful day of being a wonderful child with a wonderful mother. So, I'm off now. We got many more visits to make. This is Mr. Candle. It's always a joy to come to your house. So you have a wonderful day, and know that I'm with you always, and I'm around you always, and I love you always. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.